New details tonight from the U.S.-Mexico border as a bipartisan group of lawmakers call on President Biden to keep border restrictions in place amid rising numbers of migrant crossings. That bipartisan plea comes after the administration's decision to end the so-called Remain in Mexico program put in place by President Trump. Meanwhile, a positive update tonight surrounding a 10-year-old boy found abandoned at the border. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is live. And Marky, we now know that boy's story does have a happy ending.
Yeah, it certainly does, Nicole. This was the video seen around the world. A young migrant boy found walking alone in Texas desert by Border Patrol agents. And tonight, we can tell you that boy and his mother have been reunited.
This heartbreaking encounter with a Nicaraguan boy, abandoned in South Texas, capturing the attention of millions. Tearfully, he tells Border Patrol agents he was separated from the group, asking for help, scared of being kidnapped. His grandmother, recalling the very moment she saw her grandson's face on TV, thanking God he was alive. 2 months later, 10-year-old Wilto is safe with his mother. This video of their reunion, taken moments after his release from a migrant shelter in Brownsville, Texas.
The best.
Just this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott declaring a disaster declaration in 34 Texas counties for what he calls an ongoing surge of unlawful crossings at the border, activity he has repeatedly blamed President Biden for.
The Biden administration must also answer for enticing unaccompanied minors into inhumane conditions.
On Wednesday, a bipartisan delegation toured the Rio Grande Valley, expressing their unified stance that now is not the time for the White House to reopen the border to travelers without a solid plan in place.
The worst thing that could happen is for Title 42 to expire, and then without any transition plan being put in place, completely disarm the Border Patrol and CBP from dealing with the massive humanity that's sure to come.
Now, of course, early next week, Vice President Harris will head to Guatemala and Mexico for her first foreign trip as VP. And while she is there, she has been tasked with addressing the root causes of migration and also figuring out how to strengthen those Northern Triangle countries. Now, as for that reunited boy and his mother, we can tell you they are bound for Miami. Nicole.
Well, Margaret, we all remember that video. So glad he is back with his family.